Why is he breathing like that?
Edward, can you hear me, lovey?
How long is he going to be like this?
He'll wake up when he's ready. Now, let's just get that hair off your face, shall we?
It's like when he was little, you know.
There's better, isn't it?
We were so afraid to let him out of our sight, in case he hurt himself.
You always had such lovely hair.
That's what I've done. Turn me back when I should have been watching him.
Like an old rat's nest now.
He can't hear you, Clary.
You don't know that. He's just asleep. The nurse said. He's stabilised now. Just got to sleep it off.
And we... Oh, dear, excuse me.
Hey, why don't you go home?
No, no.
There's no point in both of us being here.
I ain't leaving him now.
But you're worn out.
Not till he wakes up.
He's going to be all right, they said.
No. They said he should be all right. Not will be, not for definite. And I need to... You know, I need to see him awake. I've got to hear him speak, just so as I know.
Okay.
You go if you want.
No, no. I'm staying here. I can't leave him. Not knowing. Knowing it's my fault.
Oh, not all of it.
I really let him have it yesterday. Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
He was taking them drugs before, Oliver said.
Didn't overdose before, though, did he? Didn't end up in hospital. I pushed him into that.
It weren't just what happened yesterday, Eddie.
Oh, I know. I realise now. Going through it all in my mind. If I rejected him, I wouldn't have him in the house. Wouldn't give him the time of day. If I hadn't been so pig-headed...
That's where he gets it from.
What?
You're so alike, a pair of you.
What, me and Edward?
Always gone his own way. Ain't you, darling, eh?
Oh, will he listen to us now, Clary? Will he let us help him?
Oh, shh.
What?
Look at his eyes. I think he's waking up. Edward? Oh, darling.
Mum?
Oh, thank God you're all right.
What's going on?
You're in hospital, son. You, overdid things a bit.
It doesn't matter. It's all over now. You're back with us. And we'll take care of you. Won't we, Eddie?
Come on, May. What's up, girl? What's the matter?
Will!
Oh, hello.
Is it true?
What?
About Ed.
Well, what have you heard?
I just went in the shop and Mum said he'd taken an overdose.
How'd she know?
Well, it's true then.
Yeah.
Was he all right?
Yeah. Well, he's woken up anyway.
Oh, thank God.
My Mum phoned a couple of hours ago. How did your Mum know?
Well, Jolene came in the shop.
Oh, right, yeah. It were Fallon and Jazza found him. Passed out in the stairwell outside Jazza's place.
Where is he now?
In the hospital.
What, Borchester General?
Yeah, of course.
Right, I gotta go.
Where?
Well, see him, of course.
No, Em, you mustn't. You'll only make things worse
for him.
Yeah,
but he did this because of me.
It's not about you, Em. It's about me dad. He pitched up a Grange farm yesterday and they had this mega row.
Well, but that's my fault too, don't you see?
That's not what matters now.
You don't get it, do you?
Yes, I do. I get it only too well. Mum and Dad are with him, and they don't need you sticking your oar in.
No, I've got to go to him.
Bad idea. Take my advice and keep away.
I can't. I have to be with him, and nothing you can say is going to change that.
I asked the nurse, and she reckons I'll keep him here till Monday.
Monday?
No, what's today?
It's Saturday.
Monday?
Just to keep an eye on him.
But he's all right.
It's okay, Mum. Don't make a fuss.
I want to take you home, darling.
He can't leave till the doctor says so. Well, I reckon all the doctors are knocked off for the weekend.
Oh, don't be daft. He'd be better off at home.
Home?
With us, lovey.
No.
The keeper's cottage.
I can't go back there.
Why not?
You know why not?
No, no, no. That's all over with. That's all in the past. You tell him, Eddie.
Mum, it's too late.
Now, don't say that. Please, Edward.
Clary, love, why don't you go home?
You talk to him, Eddie. Explain to him.
All right, I will. But you're completely worn out. Go and have a few hours, Kip. You can come back later on.
Well...
Give William a call or ask him to come and pick you up.
Why don't you go too?
No. No, we're not leaving you on your own.
I won't run off, I promise.
Reckon I'll stay, though. If it's all the same to you.
Whatever.
I could do with a bit of sleep.
Do you want me to ring William?
No, I'll do it. I'll be back in a minute.
I've got to ask you a favour, son.
What?
I know you don't want to come back home. I can't say I blame you. After all that's happened. The thing is, well, it's your mum, see? That's been the hardest thing to bear these past weeks. Seeing her going downhill. Seeing the hope draining out of her. So for her sake, Edward, won't you come home?
Thanks, William. Love to see you in half an hour.
Clary!
Oh, Lord, what's she doing here?
I heard what happened. Is he all right?
Well, he's alive. He's conscious.
Oh, Clary.
But I wouldn't say he were all right. No, not at all.
What do you mean?
He took an overdose. Alcohol and crack cocaine.
But he hasn't done any permanent damage.
Damage were done a long time ago.
Can I see him?
No.
Well, but I've got to.
No, you ain't. And if I have my way, you'll never see him again.
But don't you see, he did this because of me.
Yeah, made a right mess of his life, didn't you?
Well, I've got to make him understand.
If you care anything for my Edward, you'll leave him alone. Let his family look after
Please,
him.
Please, Clary.
Clear up the mess you've made.
No, just 5 minutes.
No.
Well, you can't stop me.
Oh, yes, I can. I'm a lot bigger than you, my girl, and I ain't budging from this spot till you take yourself off.
Please, Clary.
Oh, and it won't do you no good turning on the waterworks.
Please.
Go on, get yourself home and leave my sons alone.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I'd only let you down again.
No.
Like I always have.
No, you haven't. Look, there's nothing happened that can't be fixed.
That's not what you said yesterday.
I didn't mean all that.
I wrecked my brother's life.
I was angry.
I broke my mum's heart. I tore the family apart.
Can we forget all that? I shouldn't have said it.
You never want to see me again.
I didn't mean it.
You did, though. You meant every word.
Oh, please, Edward. You've got to understand. That's what I'm like. That's what I do. Shoot me mouth off and then don't know how to... I got it wrong. I should never have turned me back on you like that.
You did.
And I'm sorry. You've got to believe that. When you went missing and we couldn't find no trace of you, and it started to dawn on me that, well, you might be... You might be dead. That's when I realised.
What?
I'd been too hard on you. That it was my fault. That I'd driven you away.
It wasn't just you.
I didn't know what to do. I couldn't turn the clock back. And then when you come back and you didn't want to know us...
I thought you didn't want to know me.
And I couldn't... couldn't find a way back. I just couldn't. And I know I made things worse for your mum. Oh, got so we was hardly speaking to each other. Nearly 25 years we've been married. Things never got that bad. I got it so wrong all the way down the line. And I... can't begin to tell you how sorry I am.
I'm sorry too.
Are you?
I didn't even think about you and Mum. I was in such a bad place. It hurt so much. All I cared about was stopping the pain. There's no room in my head for anything else.
But it's over now. You're back. When they let you out of here, your mum really wants you to come home. And so do I.
What do you mean that?
Yes, I do. I really, really do. So what do you say?
Okay, I'll come home.
Won't you just pop in and see him?
No, really, Mum. I don't think it's a good idea.
He might be pleased to see you.
I doubt it. Car's down this way.
Oh, suit yourself.
He is going to be all right, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he's perked up quite a lot since this morning. He had a good chat with your dad.
Really?
Yeah. Sorted things out between the two of them.
That's amazing.
And he's going to come home to Caper's Cottage and let me look after him.
See. And what about Emma?
Oh, sent her packing.
Did you?
Yeah.
So she didn't get to see him?
Oh, you ain't having it. He's got about as low as he can get. Last thing he needs is her stirring things up again.
Yeah.
And what about you and him?
What do you think, Mum?
I think we're all going to have to do a lot of forgiving.
Yeah, maybe.
Your dad's realised that.
Some things are harder to forgive than others.
Yeah, I know. But it really would help our Edward get better if you just reach out your hand to him. So won't you try? Please, William.
Pasteurisation finished?
Yeah, just waiting for this lot to go through the separator and we can start bottling.
Good. And how are we doing for time?
Well, it's 2:15 now.
Oh, I say, that's a lot quicker, isn't it?
Yeah, getting it down on fine art. Right, I'll start lining up the bottles.
Oh, mate, you haven't forgotten about the press call this afternoon.
It's only the echo, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what's the echo if it's not press?
Make it sound like it's all of them coming.
Well, I'm going to try and get the Felpersham papers interested after all. This is a first for the county. No one else in Borsetshire's doing it.
Could be like the strawberries.
Strawberries?
You know, an on farm.
Oh, the polytunnel thing. Yeah.
5 years ago, no one were doing it. Now all the whole world's jumped on the bandwagon. Right. Bottles are all ready.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Joe. I wasn't expecting you.
Oh, I couldn't miss out on this. First real run for Grange Farm Dairy.
Yeah, I hope you wash your hands, Joe.
What do you think I am, stupid?
Can't afford to take no chances with hygiene.
Oh, I ain't wearing this daft air net because it suits me, you know. I ain't going to touch nothing. Just come to wish you good luck.
Ah, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, thanks.
And how are things with Ed?
Well, letting him out this morning. Should be home dinner time.
Oh, that is good news.
He's going on to Keeper's Cottage, is he?
Wouldn't you know?
No, why should I?
Well, I thought Clary might have told you.
I ain't spoken to Clary.
She's perked up no end, though, and he's coming home.
I haven't seen her since, I can't remember. Must be early last week.
And how does Eddie feel about it?
Well, he's pretty pleased, you know.
They made their peace, have they, him and Ed?
Oh, reckon so.
So he ain't going to be staying here no more?
No.
Well, he must be breathing a sigh of relief.
Well, I admit it wasn't easy.
You've been a good friend to him.
You've turned your life upside down these past couple of weeks.
We're all grateful for what you've done.
Ah, Joe, I'm just immensely pleased that Ed is reconciled to his dad and back with his family.
You'll be all right now.
Well, don't expect miracles, Joe, but it's certainly a step in the right direction. I could tell them they got to wait.
Well, no, if you promised it'd be done.
Oh, it's only a patio. And I think our Edward's rather more important than someone's new patio.
Well, yeah, but there ain't no point both of us staying home, love. And Pat says I can take the whole week if I need to.
Well, that's nice of her.
Yeah, she's been so understanding.
It's just, this ain't going to be easy, Clary.
Oh, no.
He's not going to stop drinking just like that, is he?
If we look after him and keep an eye on him...
And then there's the drugs. I mean, crack cocaine.
But you heard what the nurse
said. Yeah.
If he ain't been taking it regular and only for a few weeks...
I know.
And if he gets the right help, he should be able to stop. Oliver says he's made an appointment Friday for him to see this counsellor.
Yeah,
well, and he'll drive him over there.
I'm the one who should be taking him.
Eddie, got to stop this.
What?
Being jealous of Oliver.
I'm not.
He took Edward in when you didn't want that to do with him.
You don't have to remind me.
And I'm just really grateful he still wants to be involved after the way Edward behaved in his house.
I just want to help the lad through this every way I can.
Well, then, give him your time, eh? Sit with him. Talk to him. Hold his hand when he's feeling bad. Be patient when he's rude and cranky.
Yeah, okay.
Don't expect too much of him.
Right.
Well, let's see if he's ready to come home then, shall we?
Right, last bottle's coming round.
Excellent.
How are you getting on with the tops?
Fine, fine. I've got a good rhythm going here now. Keep me up pretty well.
Morning.
Yeah. Oh, hello there.
Hey, don't come no further, David.
No, it's all right, I know.
It's all conditions in here.
Yeah, hang on a sec while I do this last batch.
Wow. That is some machine you've got there.
Looks a bit Heath Robinson, doesn't it? But does the job.
Ah, there. All finished.
Right, I'll get the crates into the cold store.
So, what do you reckon, David? What do you think of our high-tech bottling plant, eh?
Oh, it's amazing. So, you just load the crates on that end, do you?
Yeah, onto the carousel. Uh-huh. So the bottles get lined up below the jets, right. And then you just pull that lever, which puts a measured pint into each bottle. Then they move on round to that side.
Right. And how long does all that take you?
Well, we're getting quicker. But that's the easy bit, of course. It's taking the whole thing apart and cleaning it that really takes the time.
Right. Well, I am seriously impressed.
Well, that was our first live run. Those bottles will be on the doorstep tomorrow morning.
Whoa.
Anyway, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm actually on the scrounge. Can I borrow your small baler?
Yeah, of course. You've got your wheat in, have you?
Not completely, no. We should finish it this week with a bit of luck.
Can you help us out, do you think?
Yes, of course.
It's in the barn. Only I need to stay and help Mike.
No, fine. I'll pick it up this afternoon, if that's okay.
Sure, sure. Hasn't been used since last year, so it probably needs a bit of greasing.
Well, I dare say I can manage that.
David, was Jazza around when you come in?
I didn't see him, no.
Oh, he should be here by now.
He's supposed to come in and help with the clean-up, but he's not the most reliable timekeeper.
Yeah, waits till we've done all the hard graft, then comes in all innocent. Well, sorry, I'm a late.
So we got the milk and bales set up in the yard for now.
Yeah, I saw.
It's just like we had it, do you remember? After the fire.
So we brings the cows to the bale rather than taking it to the cows.
Ain't you going to finish your pie?
I'm sorry, Mum, it's really nice.
Well, just eat up the plums, they're really good for you.
No, honestly.
Just one more little spoonful.
Leave the lad alone.
He's only eating a thing.
Yeah, quite a battle getting them through the bale first time. Didn't like it one little bit.
I'm sorry, Mum, I just can't manage anymore.
Oh, never mind, lovey, you'll soon get your appetite.
But they go through now good as gold. Lovely, docile beast, your Guernsey cow.
Is Jazza about?
Oh, aye, he's been helping out. You know, just with the fetching and carrying and cleaning up. He don't have a feel for cattle. Not like you do.
If you see him, could you tell him, you know, that I'm here?
It's thanks to Jazza that you are.
What?
Here. If him and Fallon hadn't found you when they did.
Eddie.
I'm only saying.
Yeah, right, Dad, they got me to hospital, didn't they? I ought to say thanks.
Why don't you give him a ring? Ask him round for their tea. Be nice for you to see your friends.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Yeah, well, maybe see Jazza this afternoon. I could ask him for you.
No, it's okay, Grandad. I'll call him. Maybe not today.
When you're feeling a bit more yourself, eh?
You, know all this stuff they gave you at the hospital about drug counsellors and that?
I haven't really looked at it yet.
Yeah, only Oliver said he already made you an appointment.
Did he?
Didn't he tell you?
No. I don't know. Maybe I forgot.
Only if you don't want to go with him.
Eddie.
No, I'm only saying if you'd prefer for me to take you.
Thanks, but, you know, if Oliver's got it all organised...
Yeah, what's important is that you go.
Yeah.
That you get some proper help.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I'd best be getting on. But I'll see you this evening, okay?
Yeah. Oh, give me a lift to Grange Farm, can you?
What, you going back?
Oh, we got the Echo coming this afternoon. Take some pictures.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you come along with me, Edward, eh?
Not today, Grandad. I think I'll have a bit of a lie down this afternoon.
Come for the baler?
Yep.
Need a hand hitching up?
No, I can manage. Anyway, looks like you got your hands full.
Oh, I've done my bit already. Talked that young reporter through the whole process.
Oh, which is the reporter?
That girl over there.
She looks about 15.
Yes. I had to explain to her that Guernsey was a breed of cow and not a brand name. And that pasteurisation has nothing to do with pastures and everything to do with Louis Pasteur, whom she'd obviously never heard of.
Dear. Young people today, eh?
And she clearly had no idea that the milk she buys at the supermarket is the produce of more than one farm and has doubtless been shipped halfway across the country.
Yeah, but she knows now?
Rather, made sure of that. And at the end, she had to admit it made sense. Local milk for local people.
Right. So it'll be in the Echo on Thursday?
Yep. They're just taking some photographs.
Yes, I see.
Mike in his white coat, loading up the crates.
I like the baseball cap. Oh. What does it say on the front?
Just Grange Farm Dairy.
Right.
Oh, here comes Joe.
Yeah, what's going on then?
They're taking some pictures. How's Ed?
Oh, he still looks terrible. Oh, he didn't eat more than a few spoons of soup for his dinner.
Still, at least he's home.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, Clary will soon fatten him up.
Yeah.
Boy, Joe!
Eh?
Come and have your picture took.
Oh, me?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, right, Owen.
Yeah, Joe, have a Grange Farm Dairy baseball cap.
Oh, I ain't wearing one of them daft things.
Right.
Now, you come stand over here.
Oh, dear. You must be quite glad to have Ed out of your hair, aren't you?
Well, it was a bit problematical keeping tabs on him just when we were trying to get the dairy up and running.
Oh, I can imagine.
And Caroline, well, she really was getting to the end of her tether.
Yeah, I bet she was.
But, oh, I don't know. Still feel as if I failed him.
What? Oliver, it's nonsense. He's back with his family. That's an achievement in itself.
Hmm. Not the end of the matter, there.
I reckon you deserve a medal.
Hold on, Joe. Let me open that door for you. You can't do it from the inside.
Afternoon, Mike.
Oh. Hello. Right, there you go, Joe.
You're a gentleman.
Let's get round to fixing that door. I've been like that for weeks.
Are you going to come in and have a cup of tea?
No, I won't stop.
Come and say hello to our Edward.
Actually, he's having a sleep just now.
Some other time.
Well, you can still stop for a cuppa.
No, really, Joe.
Yeah, you tell him, Clary. Here, look what I got for Edward.
What's that?
It's a Grange Farm Dairy baseball cap.
Oh, that's nice.
Oliver had a made special.
Lovely.
Well, I know he ain't much interested just now, but it'll be there for him when he wants it. I'll go and put the kettle on.
Well.
You sure you won't come in?
Thanks, but I should be getting back really at early start tomorrow, you know, first round with the new milk.
Yeah, of course.
So I better,
How'd you get on today?
Fine. Done the bottling. Then the Echo come to interview Oliver, take some photos.
Joe said they was coming.
Yeah, so don't forget to buy the Echo Thursday.
No, we won't.
How's Edward?
Well, he's still quite poorly. Yeah. Be a while till he's, you know, back to his old self.
But he and Eddie...
Yeah, they had a long chat in the hospital and things is...
All sorted out.
Fingers crossed.
And, you and things in general?
Better.
Good.
Yeah, much better.
I'm glad.
Thanks for asking.
Well, I best be getting back.
Okay. Thank you for bringing Joe home.
That's no problem. Bye then.
Yeah. Bye, Mike.
You can really taste the difference, can't you?
Mmm.
Mmm. So rich and creamy. Yes, this is a real Madeleine Maman.
What?
You know, Proust. The taste that transports one back to childhood.
I hated milk when I was a child.
Did you?
Those little bottles I gave you at school.
It's not the same thing at all.
I've always been left out in the sun, and you had to drink it, curdled or not.
No, this is how it arrived on the doorstep in the early morning.
I'll bet there'll be a few kids refuse to drink this.
Robert, it's ambrosial.
Yeah, but you know what kids are like. Anything that's a bit different. Anything they're not used to, and it's... Yeah, they don't like this.
Well, if they don't know what's good for them.
But they don't. That's the trouble with kids.
I'll have to take your word for it.
Anyway, Lindy, delicious and nutritious as this milk may be, I'm afraid it's going to have to go.
Oh, dear.
It's a lot more expensive than milk from the supermarket.
I suppose it is.
All those little luxuries add up, you know.
But don't we owe it to Oliver and Mike to support their enterprise?
Not if we can't afford it.
Things aren't that bad, surely.
Well, not yet, maybe, but if this goes on much longer...
It won't. You'll get another job.
But we're really going to have to tighten our belts.
Well, I hesitate to point this out, Robert, but if that's the case, isn't it time you stopped subsidising Leone?
I've only been paying the tax and insurance on her car.
Only? That would cover our milk bill for about 5 years.
And I phoned her last week and told her I couldn't do it anymore.
Oh.
She wasn't best pleased.
It was the right thing to do, though.
Well, I suppose so.
For her as well as for us.
It doesn't feel right. Not be able to support my daughter. Not be able to treat my wife.
Oh, Robert, this is a temporary state of affairs.
But is it?
Yes.
I'm beginning to wonder. Suppose I don't manage to get another
job. Now, come on.
I know.
None of this defeatist talk.
But just suppose...
Something will come along.
Well, should we perhaps consider downsizing?
What?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Do we really need such a big house?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
The upkeep on this place is astronomical.
Don't even think about it.
That's where all the money goes.
Whatever happens, we are not leaving Ambridge Hall, all right?
If you say so.
It's where I draw the line.
Okay.
See if I can get more hours at Grey Gables. I know my meagre earnings can't fill the gap left by yours, but every little helps, doesn't it? Coffee?
You're an angel.
Hmm.
Well, if moving house isn't an option...
Definitely not.
Could we perhaps manage without a cleaner?
Sack Mrs. Binney?
Well, she doesn't really do a very good job.
Robert, I can't work longer hours and take care of the housework.
No, I was thinking I could do it.
You?
Well, I'm home all day. Might as well make myself useful.
He got home just as I was leaving this morning.
Oh, did it go all right?
Yeah. Tomorrow's going to be the real test.
When people have actually tasted it.
Yeah, they may absolutely hate it.
Oh, no.
I know you like it, but it's maybe not to everybody's taste.
This has just got to work, Roy. Oliver's put his heart and soul into it.
Well, so's Dad.
With the setbacks they've had these past few weeks, it's completely taken over his life.
Yeah. Dad said he was looking a bit knackered.
Well... It was never part of the plan that he should have to get up at 5 every morning to do the milking.
Still, now it's up and running and there'll be money coming in.
Oh, touch wood.
Yeah, but he'll be able to employ someone, won't he?
Yeah. Only I think he's still hoping... It was always supposed to be Ed's job.
Yeah, I know.
But the way things are with Ed...
Any news?
He's out of hospital, that's all I know.
Well, I'm back home at Keeper's Cottage.
Yeah.
Well, must be a relief, isn't it?
Understatement of the year.
Not bad, was it?
A total nightmare. Fostering prepares you for quite a lot, but not that.
I heard he's drinking.
And that's not all.
Oh.
Oliver and I very rarely argue, but we practically came to blows over that. I mean, apart from anything else, if drugs were found in our house, we could be held responsible.
Could you?
Oh, yeah. So, if it had been down to me, I'd have turfed him out as soon as we discovered. But Oliver...
Yeah, always had a soft spot for him.
Sometimes I think it's more of a blind spot. He simply won't give up.
But you think there's nothing anyone can do?
Oh, no, I hope not. I'm sure with some proper help, it... I just got to the stage, I'm afraid, where I simply wanted him out of my house.
Looks an awful lot.
Well, we didn't have enough last week. We'd sold out by 12 o'clock.
It was real strawberry weather last week, though, wasn't it? Bright sunshine, not a cloud in the sky.
Oh, this cloud will soon burn off.
Well, you were going to the farmer's market?
Yeah, just waiting for Alice.
Oh, they'll have packed up and gone home by the time you get there.
Well, I don't think I can cram any more in.
I've just had Tom on the phone.
Oh? How did he get on at the weekend?
Fine, fine. That's what he was ringing to say. They had their best day ever at the Gymkhana on Sunday.
No trouble?
No, nothing, no. And he said all the other caterers were perfectly amicable.
Well, that's good.
So, whatever it was that Matt did has done the trick.
Evidently.
Nice to know Matt's useful for something.
Indeed.
I wonder what's keeping Alice.
Oh, by the way, darling, there's no need to hurry back.
What?
From the farmer's market, because I've decided I'll drive myself to the airport.
Well, Adam could take you.
No, I couldn't. Not today.
Yes, you've got better things to do. I mean, it's only till Friday. Might as well leave the car there.
Okay.
There's been a slight change of plan. We were supposed to be checking out this new farm on Thursday, but apparently that doesn't suit the Hungarians. So I'm going to go straight there this evening and have a look round in the morning.
So is Debbie meeting you there?
No, it's difficult for her to get away at this time of year. So I'll go on my own.
Not exactly the best time of year for you to get away, either.
Well, what's the matter? Can't you manage without me?
No, it's just everyone's so tied up with the harvest.
We've got enough manpower, surely. I've done my shift on the tractor already.
I know, it's just things like... Well, someone has to sort some lambs for the abattoir on Thursday.
Thursday? Isn't that the day that you're going out?
Where?
No, I'm thinking of next week. Sorry.
Yeah.
Can't you get Connor to do it?
Connor? He's never done the lambs.
About time he learned, isn't it? Anyway, in case I don't see you later. Bye-bye, darling. I'll be back about tea time on Friday.
Yeah, okay. Have a safe journey. Oh, if you're going indoors, give Alice a shout, will you?
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. Nearly let the cat out of the bag there.
What?
Well, about your trip to the fertility clinic.
Oh, it's okay. He didn't notice.
Phew, thank goodness. He's going to have to know eventually, of course.
Eventually, yes. If Ian and Mads go ahead. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what his reaction's going to be?
Oh, don't worry, darling. I'll deal with Brian when the time comes.
Yeah?
Roy, could I have a word?
Yeah, of course. Come sit down.
Thank you. It's just I've been studying the rotors, and there are several shifts in the coming weeks when we're going to be dependent on agency staff.
Yeah, a bit inevitable this time of year.
Yes.
With school holidays and what have you.
Well, I just wondered...
I mean, you've done remarkably well to keep the numbers so low.
Oh, thank you. But I think we could manage without agency staff altogether.
How?
If I worked those extra shifts.
You?
Would you have any objection?
No, of course not, but... Wouldn't you end up working double shifts?
Well, there are only 2 days when I'd have to work through, but I'm sure I could cope. And it does mean that the guests get that continuity of care, which is one of the hallmarks of Grey Gables.
Saves a few bob and all.
Well, yes, that is an economic argument.
But double shift is a hell of a long day. I mean, especially if you've been on late the night before.
I find these days that I require a lot less sleep than I did in my youth.
Really?
Oh, yes. And stamina has never been my problem.
Well, you're in charge of the rotors, Linda, so if that's the way you want to handle it...
That's all right with you?
Yeah. Roy, I wonder if I... Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realise you...
It's all right, Caroline. Roy and I have concluded our discussion. I do have your approval.
Yeah, yes, fine by me.
I'll bid you good morning, then.
Yeah, bye. I mean, things must be getting really tight. She just offered to cover all the holiday relief so we don't have to use any agency staff.
And you agreed?
I couldn't very well say no, could I? I mean, she's putting on such a brave face, making out she's doing it for the good of Grey Gables.
Oh, really?
But obviously doesn't want people to know they're feeling a pinch.
It's a while now, isn't it, since Robert lost his job?
A couple of months.
She was so sure he'd walk straight into another one.
I think his age counts against him.
Oh, come on, Roy. He's only a couple of years older than Oliver.
Yeah, but IT and young man's game, isn't it?
Poor Linda. Must be such hard work keeping up appearances.
Yeah. They've always lived in such style, haven't they? I mean, that lovely grey house.
And she'd be mortified if she knew we were talking about her like this.
Robert!
No, Lindy, don't come any closer. It's really dusty.
What are you doing?
I'm emptying the vacuum cleaner. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Why on earth are you doing that?
I've given Mrs. Binney her marching orders.
Already?
And not before time. That woman has simply not been doing her job.
What do you mean?
She never cleaned under the furniture. Did you know that? I moved the Chesterfield and there were bits of tinsel underneath it.
Tinsel?
It must have been there since Christmas.
Well, that's impossible.
Do you want me to show you?
No, I believe you.
Oh, dear.
Actually, it's a good thing we've got rid of her. I can do a much more thorough job and do it in half the time.
You almost sound as if you're enjoying it.
Oh, and another thing. I went to the market in Borchester this morning.
The farmer's market?
No, the ordinary one. And, you know, we can buy all the fruit and vegetables we need for half the cost of the veg box from Bridge Farm.
But it won't be organic, Robert.
Perfectly good stuff.
No, Robert.
No, and organic produce is, I'm afraid, a luxury we can no longer afford.
It's a matter of principle.
And on my way home from the market, I bumped into Clary Grundy and she told me that if you go to the market in the late afternoon when they're packing up, you can pick up some real bargains.
No. I'm sorry, Robert. That is going too far.
Why?
I simply can't bear the thought of you scrabbling for cut-price vegetables with Clary Grundy.
Lindy, darling, we have to do this.
No, we don't. Economising, I can understand, but these candle-end savings...
It all adds up.
It's humiliating.
It doesn't have to be.
Well, that's how it feels to me.
Sorry, it's all my fault.
No.
And it hurts me, too, not being able to buy nice things.
Well, I've taken on some extra hours at Grey Gables, but I'm wondering if I shouldn't look around for something better paid.
But you love that job.
Well, yes, I have made it my own, and it fits in so well with my parish council commitments.
So you hang on to it.
But, Robert...
This is just a temporary blip. We'll get through this. I'll get another job. Somehow...
Siobhan, it's me. I'm at the airport. It's late, so I'll go straight to my hotel. But I'll see you first thing in the morning, okay?
Come on, Meg. You too, Walt. Good boy.
William?
Mum?
Oh, good, you're still here.
What's the matter?
Oh, no, nothing. Now, I just wanted to ask you. Now, it is this afternoon you're off, isn't it?
Yeah.
And are you coming over for your tea?
Oh, Mum.
Well, you said you'd think about it.
Oh, I've got George.
Well, it's all right. You can bring George.
Have you said anything to Ed?
What about?
Me coming over.
No, well, I didn't want to, you know, get his hopes up in case you said no.
Don't suppose he's any more keen to see me than I am to see him.
Oh, look, William, if your dad can forgive him, then surely
It's not the same, Mum.
Well, I know, but...
Emma was my wife. He stole my wife.
Yeah, but it would make such a difference to him if you could just...
He wrecked my marriage. And I can't forgive him. I'm sorry.
But he ain't with Emma no more. He knows he made a big mistake.
Well, has he told you? Has he said?
Well, no.
Well, then.
Well, he ain't said much at all, to be honest with you.
Well, if he won't talk to you, he's hardly going to open up to me.
Oh, please, darling. Look, if you won't do it for him, then do it for me.
But, Mum...
You don't have to stay long, just an hour or so.
Well...
Please.
All right. But only for an hour.
Worn you out already, has he?
He's a lively lad, isn't he?
Never stops. Thanks for playing with him all this time.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
I can't keep up with him, running around the garden like that.
Oh, that's what I missed, being the father of girls. Good game of football.
It was a bit one-sided.
Well, he may not quite grasp the finer points yet, but he makes up for it in enthusiasm.
It's good to see you again, Brian.
I'm so pleased he remembers me.
You think he does?
Well, you saw the welcome I got. And when Dieter was around, he clung on to him and wouldn't even say hello.
He was very fond of Dieter, though. Misses him.
It's for the best, Siobhan.
I know you think that.
I'm convinced of it. It's what you said before. Rory'd get confused having two part-time dads. And you wanted a clean break from Dieter, didn't you?
For myself, yes, of course. It was hard having him around, even for Rory's sake. But how am I supposed to explain all that to a 3-year-old?
Tell him the truth.
What? That Daddy won't be coming round anymore because his girlfriend doesn't like it?
Or is that the real reason?
She's only a child herself.
The new girlfriend?
And doesn't want to have to cope with someone else's kid.
When you say a child...
20-odd.
Oh, really?
Blonde hair, legs up to her armpits. Looks like a Barbie doll.
What does she see in Dieter?
God knows. But she said she doesn't want him seeing Rory, and he's agreed.
Well, if he puts this girlfriend before Rory's happiness, then you're both well rid of him.
Yeah, but you try explaining that to a child. Anyway, enough of Dieter. Lunch?
Of course.
So nice to have company.
Good.
It'll only be a soup and a salad. I haven't had a chance to get to the shops.
Are you okay?
Yes, of course.
Really?
It's just being a single parent again. Bit of a shock to the system. When you've had someone else around to share the childcare.
Yeah, it must be hard. Energetic little thing like Rory.
I'll get used to it again.
Edward?
Yeah?
You got a visitor. Well, two, actually.
Afternoon.
What are you doing here?
He's come to see us.
What for?
I usually come round here on my afternoon off. Bring George to see his granny.
Sit yourself down, will you? Like a cup of tea? Would you prefer a cold drink?
I'm all right, thanks, Mum.
And how about you, George?
He's fine. He had some juice before we come out.
Hello, Georgie. What's the matter?
You remember your Uncle Edward?
It's all right, George. Daddy's here. Come on. You come and sit on my knee.
Up you come. We haven't changed that much, have we?
It's been a while, lovey. He'll get used to you in a minute.
So, how are you?
Okay.
Gave us all a bit of a fright.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I should hope you are.
Yeah, well, all over now, eh? Let's put that behind us. Look to the future.
What future?
Oh, now, come on, Edward. Things can only get better.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Well, I have to say, you look absolutely terrible.
Thanks.
He needs feeding up a bit, doesn't he? But we'll soon get some colour back in them cheeks.
Have you seen anything of Emma?
Of course I have. See her every few days when I go to collect George.
Is she okay?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know, do I? Otherwise I wouldn't be asking.
She and I were rubbing along just fine. Till you come back on the scene.
William.
What do you want me to say, Mum? He asked me a question. I gave him a straight answer.
Well, you'd rather I went away again, would you?
Of course he wouldn't.
I don't care what you do. But Mum wants you here.
Yeah, and so does Dad and Grandad. We're so happy to have him home where he belongs.
And if they want you around, then I guess, well, I'll just have to put up with you all night.
Yeah.
What's the matter? You want to get down? Go on, then.
I can't believe you don't remember me.
But I'm sure he does, really. Now, come on, Georgie. Come and say hello to your Uncle Edward.
Hello, George.
It's all right. It's all right.
He'll get used to you. Just give him time.
Sorry, Mum.
Where are you going?
I can't handle this.
Edward.
I'm sorry.
See ya. Sorry, Mum. I knew it was a bad idea.
I just hoped if I could get the two of you together.
It's too soon. After all that's happened, it's going to take a while.
All right.
Well, he's out for the count. All that running around the garden this morning. It's quite tired him out.
Siobhan.
What?
Forgive me for saying this, but you're looking terribly tired yourself.
It's like I said, being on my own again. And to be honest with you, Brian, Rory's been a bit of a handful since Dieter left.
Has he? Well, maybe I should come more often.
What?
Well, try and make these visits a bit more of a regular thing.
But you can't.
Yeah, but I'd love to see more of Rory, and it'd obviously be good for him.
Brian, you made a choice.
He needs a father, Siobhan. My son needs his father. And you could obviously do with a bit of help.
You chose to stay with Jennifer.
Yeah, I'm sure we could work something out.
No.
Once a month, maybe.
Brian, it's lovely to see you, but have you told Jennifer you're here? Thought as much.
And it's complicated.
Yeah, I know.
But if I explained to her...
That's not going to happen, though, is it? Be honest.
Well...
Shouldn't you be going? You're going to miss your flight.
All right, I'm coming. Oh, hello.
Spiggins think you'd all fled the country.
Sorry, I was just out in the garden.
I wondered if Ed was up to having visitors.
Oh, that's kind. I'm sure he'd love to see you, Fallon. Come on in.
Ta.
He's actually having a lie down just now.
Oh, well, don't disturb him for me. It's...
No, no, he's been up there ages. He'll be ready for a cup of tea by now. You come on up.
How's he doing?
Well, all right, I suppose.
It's going to take a while.
William come around this afternoon.
Did he?
Only because I asked him. I thought if they could just... Oh, well, it weren't a great success. Anyway. Edward, you awake? Edward? Edward? Oh, he ain't here. Edward, are you in the bathroom? Edward? Oh, no, don't tell me he's gone again.
Well, perhaps he's downstairs.
No, because I walked right through from the garden and he weren't there.
Well, he might have just gone for a walk.
No, not without saying. He's run off again, Fallon, I know he has. And it's my fault. It's all my fault.
Of course it's not your fault.
Yeah, I asked William to come round, and poor Edward, it was just too much for him to cope with. I am so stupid.
What time was this?
Well, half past two.
Has he got any money?
No.
Have you checked your purse?
I locked away in the sideboard.
Oh, good.
I didn't want to put temptation in his way.
Well, so he's on foot, and he's only been gone a couple of hours. No. Well, he can't have got that far. With a bit of luck, he'd still be in the village. We just need to figure out where he might have gone.
Well, I don't know.
Look, I've got my van outside. I'll scout around, okay? Yeah. I'll check the obvious places, like Grange Farm.
Well, shall I come with you?
No. You stay here in case he comes back.
What if you can't find him?
Well, then we'll just have to think of someone else. But just give me an hour, okay?
Debbie? Hello, darling, it's me. Yes, yeah, I know, I'm so sorry. It all took rather longer than I expected, and I missed my flight. What, the potato farm? No, I wasn't impressed, to be honest. Don't think it's going to be worth the investment. But look, I'll tell you all about it when I see you, all right? About 8 o'clock, I should think.
Ed? Are you... Oh, there you are.
What do you want?
Oh, Ed.
What?
How much of that stuff have you drank?
Not enough.
Should have guessed.
What?
That this is where you'd be, drinking your dad's cider.
Do you want some?
No, I do not.
Suit yourself.
And you don't want any more either. Here, give that to me.
Oh, get off! Leave me alone!
Ed, please, you've got to come home.
No!
Your mum's going spare!
It was all a big mistake. I shouldn't have come back.
Why not?
It's no good. I can't live here.
But you're back home.
Not in Ambridge.
You're back with your family. And you've sorted things out with your dad.
George didn't want to know me.
George?
He was like my kid a few months ago. Going to be his dad.
You've seen George?
This afternoon.
And he didn't recognise you?
He ran back to Will. He was scared of me.
He probably was. You're quite scary to look at, you know.
Can I borrow your phone?
What for?
And ring Jazza.
Why?
I'll get some more rocks.
What? Are you saying... Are you telling me Jazza has been supplying you with crack?
What, you got a problem with that?
A problem? I'm going to kill him.
No, don't.
How could he do that?
He's my friend.
No, he's not. Not if he's been dealing drugs for you.
Father.
Now, come on. I'm taking you home.
No, I don't want to go home.
Don't care what you want. You've put your poor mum through the ringer once already this week. She don't deserve this.
I can't go back.
Yes, you can. You're going back to Keeper's Cottage, whether you like it or not, and we'll put you to bed and you can sleep this off. Now, come on, stand up.
No, Fallon.
Yes, Ed, you're going to do as I say.
Well, you're going to make me.
Yes, I am. Now, come on, up you get.
Get off!
Up, I said. You were doing so well. That's it, arm around my shoulder. You've come a long way, Ed. I'm not letting you slip back now.
Thanks, Nigel. That's a great help.
One thing I've never really got the hang of, reversing a trailer.
No, I've crunched the back of one or two in my time.
How's it going, your harvest?
Well, it's very nearly there. Should get the rest of the wheat in this afternoon.
Good. Anyway, I was looking for Ruth. I wondered if she'd like to bring the kids over this afternoon.
Well, Mum's got them this morning.
Oh, well.
But she's got WI this afternoon, and
I don't think Ruth's got anything planned, but she's gone out, unfortunately.
Well, Hayley's organising a treasure hunt.
Well, the boys would love that. And it would keep Josh off my back for a few hours.
Had enough of summer holidays, then?
Well, no, it's just that we're building the kids a treehouse.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, Sam started it before he went away, and I'm supposed to be doing the walls. And it's just with the harvest and everything.
Shula came over last night to tell us all about their holiday in Cornwall, and Daniel was getting very excited about this treehouse.
Oh, no, not him as well.
Afraid so.
Oh, well, if we finish the wheat this afternoon, I'll definitely get on with it this evening. I should step back if I were you, Nigel. I'm going to let this grain go.
Oh, okay.
So, how's the great romance going?
What?
Titcomb and Mrs. Pugsley.
Oh, it's so sweet. Now, Titcomb's bought himself a new hat.
You're kidding. I thought that old felt thing was welded to his head.
Yes, end of an era. And he's in such a tears, poor old thing.
Why? Is she stringing him along?
Oh, no. It's going brilliantly on all accounts. They went for a jaunt on the Bluebell Line last weekend, and then for a cream tea.
Oh.
And she's been baking him pies.
Ooh, lucky man. So what's his problem?
I think it's one of those situations where he can't quite put his feelings into words.
I thought he only ever communicated in grunts.
He's not the most articulate chap in the world, no. But he's obviously nuts about Eileen. He's just not sure that she feels quite the same way about him.
He told you that?
Oh, yes. He's enlisted my help.
What? He wants you to write love poems on his behalf?
No, of course not. He just asked me to ask Lizzie to have a word with the lady.
What sort of word?
To ask her if she's serious about it.
Oh, no.
Or is he wasting his time?
And Elizabeth's agreed.
What's so funny?
Well, it's just the idea of you two playing Cupid to this pair of ancient retainers.
I think it's charming that love can bloom, even at their age.
You old romantic, you.
It's results day today.
For Alice?
Yeah, AS levels. She said she'd ring me just as soon as she got them, so I'm sitting here by the phone when I really ought to be checking on the strawberry pickers.
Why?
Why what?
Not usually your job, is it?
Oh, no, it's just that Adam's gone to London today and I promised to keep an eye on things.
London? What for?
Oh, don't ask me, some scheme or other.
In the middle of harvest?
Yeah, I know. And of course, Brian's off in Hungary, so here am I in sole charge of the farm when all I can think about is Alice's results. There you are, Ruth. Help yourself to milk.
Thanks. Is this Grange Farm milk?
Yeah. It's wonderful. Oh,
lovely creamy colour.
Yeah. Anyway, what can I do for you?
I hate to ask now. Seems like you've got enough on your plate. But here goes. I don't know if you've heard, but there's an auction of promises on Bank Holiday Monday for Sundial House.
Yes, David's already been round.
Oh, so have you?
Yeah, well, no, I don't think we've actually promised anything yet.
Well, we're running out of time a bit, so I wondered if I could twist your arm.
Yeah, well, we'd love to help, Ruth. Just let me think.
Cook a meal, maybe.
Look, I know. What about a picnic? I'll do a picnic hamper with a game pie and strawberries and champagne.
Oh, I'd bid for that.
Will that do? A luxury picnic for four people.
Wonderful. Lovely coffee.
That's good.
So when's Brian back?
Tomorrow, supposedly. But he went to look at another farm yesterday, somewhere the other side of the country, and managed to miss his flight back to Budapest.
Oh, no.
He didn't get to Debbie's until late last night, so I wouldn't be surprised if he stayed on for a while. I'll expect him when I see him.
Alan, what are you doing here?
Looking for you.
Can you live without me, eh?
Ha! Do not flatten yourself.
Shut.
Can you turn that thing off for a minute?
Okay. So, what's the matter?
You're the matter.
Huh?
I just can't believe that anybody could be quite so stupid.
What have I done?
You've been supplying Ed, haven't you?
Oh.
With crack.
You asked me to get him a few rocks, yeah.
What? And you agreed? What were you thinking of?
Guy was desperate. What was I supposed to do?
Say no.
Give me a break. It was only the once. Ned's my friend.
Oh, your friend? That's how you help your friends, is it?
He's in a state.
Don't you know how addictive crack can be?
He's only been smoking the odd rock now and then.
But you saw him Friday night.
That was the booze, though.
No, you heard the nurse. It was the booze and the crack together. It's a lethal combination.
Well, I didn't know he was going to mix them, did I?
Oh, come on, Jazz. Ed hasn't been sober since he got back.
Anyway, he's half it now, isn't he? Gone home to mum and dad.
Oh, yeah, and that means he's cured, doesn't it? He's never going to drink again. He's never going to get high.
Well, I went to see him Tuesday and he was fine.
Well, I saw him yesterday and he wasn't.
Was he new?
You know, I thought after what happened to you with the ketamine...
Aye, aye.
You'd have had more sense.
You need to dig all that up again.
Oh, you idiot.
Okay, I get the message.
But if you ever do that again, if you ever supply Ed with anything, I'm going to kill you.
What, even a bit of weed?
I'm serious, Jazzer.
Okay, okay. So, what happened yesterday?
Will went round. And he got George with him and... Well, you know how Ed was about that kid.
He dotes on the wee brat.
But George had forgotten him.
Oh, no.
Well, he doesn't recognise him anyway.
Well, he does look a bit weird.
So George won't go near him. He keeps clinging on to Will, and Ed's really gutted. So he sneaks out the house and... You know that shed where his dad keeps the cider?
Oh, he didn't he?
Found him after a couple of hours, but he was already completely off his face. And he asked if he could phone you to get some crack.
So what did you do?
Took him home. Clary was doing a nut because, well, the whole thing with Will was her idea. She got it into her head that they needed to, you know, kiss and make up.
Fat chance.
Anyway, we managed to get him into bed and he crashed out pretty quick. What sort of state he'll be in today?
Oh, I'll maybe drop by and see him later.
Hey, don't let him talk you into anything.
What'd you take me for?
A soft touch.
I'm not.
Now, Oliver's supposed to be taking him to see some drugs counsellor tomorrow.
Why?
So he's got to stay sober, at least till then.
I brought the boys over for Hurley's treasure hunt.
Oh, you got my message then?
Yeah, thanks. And I just thought, well, while they're chasing around in the woods, I'd have a look at how you've hung the pictures.
And what do you think?
They look lovely, don't they?
Good old Uncle Rupert.
And those Borsetshire landscapes. They're just stunning.
We've practically sold everything, including Uncle Rupert's pictures.
You must be pleased.
That one there fetched £250.
Well done, Uncle Rupert. Now, how are Titcomb and Mrs. Pugsley getting on?
Has David been bending your ear?
Yep.
Well, there's been a development. You see, Titcomb was a bit concerned that she didn't care as much for him as he did for her.
Yeah, David said, and you were acting as the go-between.
Yes. So Lizzie cornered her in the laundry and asked her straight, is she serious about him or merely toying with his affections?
She said that?
Yes. And Mrs. P was outraged. How could she suggest such a thing? She dotes on Titcomb and can't believe her luck. Attracting the attentions of such a good-looking and personable man.
Good-looking?
Well, those were her words.
Gnarled, maybe, but good-looking.
Eye of the beholder, Ruth. Anyway, Lizzie and I have given them tomorrow off, so they can make their feelings properly known to each other.
That's very magnanimous of you.
We want our staff to be happy.
Well, I'd better go and find me boys.
Oh, dear, that sounds ominous.
I hope it's not going to rain.
Wasn't expecting to see you till the morning.
Thought I'd just drop in, make sure everything's okay.
And find out Alice's results.
Oh, yes, of course. How did she do?
Straight A's.
Oh, brilliant. I bet she's chuffed.
Oh, over the moon. One small fly in the ointment, though. Amy didn't do as well as she'd hoped in her biology.
Oh, no.
Biology's a useful A-level to have if you want to do midwifery.
Oh, dear.
So I think she's going to resit to get her grade up. Anyway... They've gone out to celebrate and commiserate.
And have you had any problems?
No, everything's gone fine. They've finished the Brookfield wheat and they were going to start on the 80 acres beyond the road, but the weather doesn't look too good.
It's raining over Hollerton Way already, look.
Oh, yes.
Be here any minute.
Yeah. Well, anyway, how did you and Ian get on?
Okay.
Just okay?
Well, there's going to be a bit of a delay.
Delay?
Yeah, this clinic, they have very strict procedures and Ian has to have a whole lot of tests done before he can be accepted as a sperm donor. And the tests will take about 6 months.
6 months? He's got to wait 6 months.
He was a bit disappointed.
Oh, I should think he was.
But I'm not.
No?
Time to change his mind, maybe?
Still raining, is it?
Absolutely chucking it down.
Isn't it wonderful?
Is it?
You lazy so-and-so.
Why?
He's supposed to be working on a treehouse for the kids.
Oh, right.
I promised faithfully he'd get the walls put up this evening.
Well, I can't do it in this, can I?
Any excuse to come to the pump.
First time in weeks we've had an evening off.
That's £3.50, please.
There you go.
What are these bits of carpet doing?
Oh, don't ask.
It's a bit of a sore point.
Hey?
Lillian thinks they should have a new carpet for in here, but Jolene doesn't.
It's not that she doesn't want a new carpet.
Yeah, she just doesn't want Lillian making the decision.
That's £1.50, Jane.
Thanks.
How do you know?
Well, I was in here last week when Lillian brought the samples in.
Last week? Thought you hadn't been in the pub in ages.
No, I just popped in very briefly. Oh, hello, Jazza.
Evening.
Hi.
Hi, Jazz.
Any news of Ed?
I've just been out to see him.
How is he?
Oh, okay. Not so bad. His mum's taking really good care of him, you know, feeding him up.
Great.
Shall we go and sit by the window?
Yeah.
Okay. And watch this lovely rain falling.
Bye.
See ya.
So how's he really?
Terrible. Massively twitchy. Can he sit still for 5 minutes?
Did he ask you to get him some stuff?
I made it clear for the word go, wasn't he, Connie?
Well done.
He might just go out and score on his own.
He's got no money.
He was on the streets, Fallon. He knows how to find money.
But he's supposed to be seeing this drugs counsellor in the morning.
Oh, yeah, no, but honestly, I wouldn't have put money on him keeping that appointment.
So, is it worth coming?
I don't know. Yeah, I suppose.
What exactly did he say?
Nothing much.
Well, you were in there long enough, he must have said something.
He just asked a load of questions.
I see. Well, they did say this was just an assessment session, didn't they?
Did they?
I mean, I suppose they have to sort out, well, you know, what the problem is before they can advise you.
Yeah.
So what was he like, man who interviewed you?
You know, he was just a bloke.
Old? Young?
Bald.
Bald?
Yeah, he had this weird tattoo on his arm, like a lobster.
A lobster?
It was probably meant to be a scorpion.
Ah. And is he the person you'll be seeing next week?
I don't know.
What, you mean he didn't say?
No.
So what sort of things did he ask you?
You know...
No, I don't, Ed, and that's why I'm asking.
The usual stuff. Name, age... Does this car have air conditioning?
What's the matter, too hot?
Oh, freezing.
Oh, put a bit of heat on it. Better?
Thanks.
So what else?
What?
But what else did he ask? The bald man with the lobster tattoo.
Oh, what drugs I'd taken, how much, how often, how much I drank, stuff like that.
Right.
And did I have more of a problem with the booze or the drugs?
And what do you say?
I said the only problem I have with drugs and booze is getting hold of this stuff.
You don't mean that.
Don't I?
Oh, come on, Ed. You want to get better, don't you?
It's not the stuff that's the problem.
Is it?
It's what's going on inside my head.
I see.
And the bloke said, well, okay, tell me about it, so I did.
What about Emma and George?
Yeah, all of that.
And what did he say?
Well, he didn't say anything much, he just took a load of notes. The thing is...
What?
Can I put some music on?
Yeah, in a minute. Just tell me what the counsellor said first.
Well, it's not what he said. It's just something I thought.
And what?
I don't see how I can go on living in Ambridge.
Well, why not?
Because of her.
Well, Emma.
I mean, the thought of seeing her and... What did Jazza tell you?
You tell me what?
About what happened.
When?
Will came round. And he brought little George with him.
Uh-huh.
And George didn't... He didn't know who I was.
Oh. Well, that must have been very upsetting.
It completely did my head in.
Uh-huh.
And I went and I drank a load of my dad's cider. I was trying to, you know, blot it out. This is how it's going to be, isn't it?
Well, you better tell your dad to lock his cider up.
No, not that.
What?
He chucked it away anyway when he found out.
Oh, did he?
That was only the dregs of last year's, but the point is, it was seeing him. I'm seeing George. Mm. It's the same when I see her. I can't. I just can't. There ain't no counsellor on earth going to sort that out for me.
It will get easier.
Well, you say that, but...
What you need is something to distract you, you know? Stop you brooding on these things.
Yeah.
Now, come along to Grange Farm. Give me a hand with the cows, huh?
No, I can't.
Well, why not?
Not today.
Well, it doesn't have to be today.
I'm a bit knackered, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you and me both. I could really use some help, Ed.
Yeah, well...
I mean, it's a great success. This was our first week of full operation, and the feedback has been fantastic.
Great.
I mean, almost all of Mike's customers are really enthusiastic. One or two found the milk a bit too rich, and they've swapped over to semi-skim.
Yeah, well...
There are a couple of people who've switched the other way, gone for the full cream, so why don't you come back to Grange Farm with me? Have a look.
No.
Just for half an hour.
Not now, Oliver. I really am tired.
Okay.
Are you done?
Give me a second.
Oh, blimey.
I've a bit of a problem with the old hand-eye coordination. Oh. There, done it.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's made my arm go down.
My heart bleeds.
It's really sore.
Are you going to give me a hand getting the crates into the coal store?
Give me a minute, okay?
I thought Oliver would be back by now.
Yeah.
I mean, how long does it take this counselling business?
If they ever got there.
What?
Well, Ed really didn't want to go. Only agreed to keep his mum off his back.
Is that what you said?
Aye.
Poor Clary. She'd move heaven and earth to help that lad. If he had any idea what he's put her through.
You're quite matey way, aren't you?
What do you mean by that?
Well, aren't you?
Well, we're friends, of course we are. Families have been close for years. Kids grew up together, that sort of thing. She was my wife's best mate, but that's all.
That's all, man.
Well, I ain't hardly spoke to her since Ed came back, or Eddie come to that. So I don't know no more than the next man about what's going on in that family.
I wasn't suggesting that you did.
Now, are you going to help me with these crates or not?
Okay.
How's it going?
Oh, yeah, but hey, Mike, he's back.
Oh, there you are at last.
Yeah, sorry, it all took a bit longer than I anticipated. How have you got on without me?
Slowly.
Yeah, well, I thought you'd have had this place cleaned up by now.
I've only just finished bottling.
My fault. Had a bit of a problem with that thing for putting the tops on.
Well, thanks for helping out anyway, Jezza.
So, how'd you get on?
Well...
Ned agreed to go in the end.
Yeah, he wasn't very keen. But he came.
Did any good, do you reckon?
Well, this was just a preliminary assessment. Counselling proper doesn't start till next week. But I think it went okay. Ed wasn't exactly forthcoming.
So you got to take him back next week?
Well, somebody will have to.
Oh, it'll be in the afternoon.
Dunno, why?
What he's trying to say is he doesn't know what he did bottling with me again.
No.
I kept holding things up.
Well, I was hoping to persuade Ed to come down here.
Really?
I just feel that if only he could focus on something other than his own problems.
Brian... We've been through this.
I know, but I did it. I stopped off en route to see Siobhan. And Rory, of course. We had such a good time together. Because Siobhan's got quite a big garden, so we played football.
Football?
He's a little dynamo. He's always on the go.
How old is he now?
3. Actually, he's nearly 4. Oh. He can kick really well. And throw. Hasn't quite got the hang of catching yet, but give him a year or two. But he's such a bundle of energy. I mean, Siobhan obviously finds it quite exhausting keeping up with him.
Brian.
And he's bilingual. Can you believe it? He chatters away like they do at that age. Half of it's in German. I just had to tell someone.
So, you didn't tell Jennifer?
No.
But, Brian, I thought you'd agreed.
I know.
It was all going to be out in the open, no secrets.
And it was fine. Because of Dieter. As long as he was around, Jenny had no reason to be jealous.
What, so now she does have a reason?
No, of course not, no. There's nothing going on between me and Siobhan.
Well, that's a relief.
Only now Dieter's new girlfriend's thrown a spanner in the works because she's not letting him see Rory, which has rather upset the poor little lad. And Siobhan's obviously finding it hard to cope.
But, Brian, surely, I mean,
Jennifer always agreed that you could see Rory, but if she finds out that you've been going behind her back...
Now, Jenny and I are fine, David. Absolutely fine. It's just... Well, it's all got a bit complicated, and I don't want to rock the boat.
But, Brian...
I am worried about Siobhan, though. She's obviously not coping well on her own. She looks exhausted.
It's not your problem.
She is the mother of my son.
Yes, I know,
and
but
to be honest, I feel she needs me just now. They both do. I felt terrible leaving them. I just wish I could do something to help.
Like what?
Exactly. Because there's really nothing I can do. I'll keep in touch by email and stuff, of course. And maybe I can get out there from time to time, but it's very difficult.
I'm sure it is.
It was just so hard to walk away.
Hi. Oh, hello, Brian.
Hello.
Didn't know you were back. I was hungry.
Fine. Yes, everything's ticking over pretty well.
And Debbie okay?
Yes, yes, blooming. Yeah, she's happy out there.
Good. And you must be so proud of Alice.
Yes.
Alice?
Exam results.
Oh, yeah, of course, brilliant.
I never imagined she'd do quite so well at that college. Mind you, she had a good grounding at St. Margaret's. Anyway, I'd best be getting back. Just wanted to check that your wheat came in okay.
Oh, yeah, really good timing, actually. We got the last load in just before the heavens opened.
Good. Well, I'll see you around.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, blimey.
What?
I do not believe that, man.
Why? What's he done?
I wish he wouldn't tell me all this stuff.
What?
He's been to see Siobhan and Rory, and he hasn't told Jennifer about it.
You're kidding.
But he has to confess to someone, and as usual, I draw the short straw.
I thought she was living with some bloke.
He left her.
And Brian's getting in on the rebound.
Yeah, well, he swears there's nothing going on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I do sort of believe him.
Do you?
Well, by the sound of things, you know, she's feeling a bit sorry for herself, and Brian's trying to be, you know, Mr. Magnanimous.
That's all.
Oh, well, he gave me this whole spiel about how he wishes he could help, but he's powerless to do anything.
But if it's also innocent...
If it's also innocent, why doesn't he tell Jennifer?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because... Well, it's because he's completely obsessed with her. He's been sitting here for 20 minutes talking of nothing else.
And he thinks Jennifer might notice.
Well, she could hardly fail to. But, you know, he swears there's nothing going on. Like, he wants me to admire how virtuous he's being, you know? How steadfastly he's resisting temptation.
Oh, dear.
Honestly, Ruth, I would really prefer not to know.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine. I'll just take him back out and then have a quick clean-up down here.
Where's Jazza?
Oh, I don't know. Disappeared after we finished cleaning out the dairy.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, don't worry, I don't mind hosing down the yard.
No, it's not that. I just thought we ought to have a little celebration.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we've got through the first week, and by the look of things, it's worked.
Oh, it's worked, all right. Reckon we got quite a success on our hands.
Yeah, I still can't quite believe we pulled it off.
Yeah, I know. A couple of weeks back.
Oh, don't remind me.
Oh, I really didn't believe it was going to happen.
Look, leave the cows for now. They'll be all right in the yard. Let's crack open a bottle, eh?
Hey, there's an offer I can't refuse.
I was hoping Joe might drop by this afternoon, and then we could all celebrate together.
Yeah, I think he overdid things a bit yesterday. Ah. Oh, look, here's Jazza now.
Good.
He's not alone.
Huh?
Ah!
Hiya. I brought somebody to see you.
So you have. Afternoon, Ed.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't expect to see you.
No. Took a bit of persuading.
Look, Mike, I wonder, could we postpone our...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some other time, no problem. I should take them cows back out anyway, yeah? Yeah, nice to see you, Ed.
So, Ed, would you like to have a look around? I could give you the guided tour.
Yeah. Okay.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.